We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
New York City's Board of Health has passed a resolution that declares racism a public health crisis. Joining us live on the 1010 Winds Newsline is Dr. Ayman L. Mohandes, the Dean of CUNY Graduate School of Public Health and Health Policy. Doctor, we welcome you. Can you explain that to us? Racism a public health crisis. Precisely, what does that mean?
There's no question that our population in the United States has seen such an incredible contrast in every health outcome based on race and ethnic distribution, be it in infant mortality rate, life expectancy, survival of cancer, survival from COVID most recently. In all of these conditions, if you classify the results based on race and ethnicity, you see that individuals that belong to certain racial and ethnic groups suffer such an incredible burden, sometimes twofold, fivefold, tenfold, when compared to other racial and ethnic groups.
Burden. I'm sorry, doctor. I wanted to ask you, a burden because of the way that people of color are treated when they seek care, or is it just that the care isn't there in communities of color?
It's very, very complex. First of all, these problems start at the point of conception. Pregnant women living under healthy conditions versus under unhealthy conditions, housing, safe nutrition and good nutrition, access to preventive health care, transportation, low levels or high levels of anxiety and depression based on life circumstances. All of these things contribute. And so the complexity of this is that when we talk about social determinants of health, they are striking certain populations much more significantly than they are other populations because of lack of opportunity, joblessness, and the feeling of disenfranchisement and anger as a result. All of these things are manifestations of inequity in which we treat segments of our population and how that reflects on their health and their health outcome.
Are the people who have declared racism a public health crisis, are they saying that this is an intentional thing, that they are that they don't care as much about providing good care in communities of color? Is there an intent there?
I think, you know, neighborhoods with low reserve, poor neighborhoods, by definition, have less access to better education, better housing, and a better style of living. Intentional or unintentional, the intentionality here is how do we find a solution? That's where we need to see intention.
Right.
And the lack of initiative to find a solution is an intention to ignore a problem that persists.
So, doctor, does this give officials the impetus to make changes? And what, to your mind, is the most important change that needs to be made so people in communities of color can get good health care?
You're absolutely right. And thank you for saying health care, but it's not health care alone. I think this is a wake-up call for agencies across multiple domains: housing agencies, transportation, education, food security. Health and healthcare alone cannot solve the problem. And by the time we are seeing sick people, then we are looking at the end result of many things that have happened earlier that could have been averted. And as a result, I think this is a wake-up call for agencies to work collaboratively together and understand that health outcomes is a manifestation of a lot of problems that occur outside of the healthcare system itself.
All right. We thank you for your time this afternoon.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.